This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Hey everyone, before we jump into today's episode, we've got to give a shout out to our amazing sponsor, Peak Productions.
Yeah, that's right. If you're looking for a top-notch videographer or photographer for your business, events, or pretty much anything else, Peak Productions has you covered.
And get this, they don't just shoot your content, they actually manage your entire social media account. They come out, grab the best shots of you and your videos, schedule a whole week's worth of content so you can kick back, focus on what really matters, like running your business or just enjoying life.
Exactly. These guys are all about delivering high-quality results without making you lift a finger. And the best part, if you're listening to this on the Lads podcast, you get 20% off your first job with them. Just mention us when you reach out.
So go ahead, follow Peak Productions on their social media, get in touch with them. Trust us, your content has never looked this good.
Yeah, shout out to Peak Productions.
I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, cuz.
Try again.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Stiffy, turn the fucking volume up. Sorry. Welcome back to another episode where we don't rehearse fucking shit. Nah. We just do it. Just mate, welcome back. It's a fucking, what is it, Monday?
Yeah.
Monday.
It is a Monday,
fucking
buddy.
How are you, Buzz?
Good. Welcome back to the Lads podcast, lifestyle, adventure, and daily stories. Mates, yeah, good. Monday afternoon. I think I'm not going to dribble too much. I think we need to get straight into. You know what we need to get straight into.
Let's have a beer.
Let's have a beer.
Beer review.
Probably need a jingle, don't we?
Yeah.
All right. We'll have to get that hooked up. Beer review. Anyway, there's the old squeaky door. Oh, we have a newbie. What's this one, Braz?
We do, mates. What this one is, it's a traveller. And it's I believe you've got a bit of a travelling story for us today. So
I probably do.
It's a 99 calories, full strength, low carb, 4.2%.
Yeah, okay. Obviously, it's an Australian beer. It's brewed in Australia. Oh, actually, Echuca, Victoria.
Oh, look on the top. Don't fence me in.
Don't fence me in. Traveller.
Yep. It's got a kangaroo. I did a bit of a QR code. So you've got a bit of a QR code on there.
Yeah.
And it comes up with a, do a little bit of trivia.
Ah.
Trivia. I should read more into
it. Right.
Yeah, we might have another one of these next week and I'll actually do a bit of research. So.
Well, there we go. Traveller. Righto, Let's get into it.
Upper.
Yeah.
Oh, I like it.
That was pretty good. Yeah, that was good. It smells good too. It's a lager. Here we go. Yep. Well, okay. Solid start, a little bit long in the middle.
Yeah, too long in the tooth.
And then a solid crack in
you
the
win.
End.
You win.
Yep.
I win. You win.
Okay.
So I'm going to get some cards. So just like hold them up like out of 1 to 10.
Oh, we should do that.
Yeah. Do some cards. Just
Do you know when they open? Hang on. Let's have a drink. Mm. Yeah, that's good. What's your thoughts there, mate? Fuck, I could drink them.
They're smooth.
And they are cold.
Colder than Eskimo's bum.
They are cold. You got to have them. You got to have tins cold, eh? Mm. I think we spoke about this before. You got to have them cold.
I think, do you like tins on ice or out of the fridge?
Oh, when it's in a slurry.
It's got to be in a slurry. It's yeah, it's like pretty good. When your hand goes numb and you're fucking rummaging around the bottom of an Esky.
I do like a lucky dip.
That brings me joy.
That's what we call a lucky dip. Lucky you know, dip. When you've got an icy slurry and they've just all mixed up. You might have beers, you might have Smirnoffs, you might have rums, JDs. You know, you've just got everyone's piss in the big Esky and it's like rattling around for one. It's like, let's go for a lucky dip. But the only thing about a slurry mix with ice, don't you reckon they get a tinny taste because it's like the ice rubs the you know when it's back in the
I've not had this
Esky in the back of the car, you get the slurry and then you go driving and the cans are all slushing around and you see the cans all scratched up with ice.
Yep.
Don't you reckon they taste a bit tinny?
I've never tasted it. Now I'm gonna taste
maybe
it.
Maybe that's just me. Because I've had a fair few of those. And
have you ever had tins actually rub together? Like the friction.
And there's nothing left.
Nothing left, gone.
Like a Coke can, how it's all red. You know it's a Coke can because there's still some left, but fuck, there's not much left.
Did you know that tins inside this tin is a really fine film of plastic?
Oh, a coating. Mm-hmm. That's probably sprayed or dipped in there, is it, in the process of making a can? Yeah, and what's the purpose of it? Just to so there's no contamination.
Protect, so the contamination from the aluminium. So it's actually a couple of YouTube videos you go and have a look at, and they do it on a Coke can. They put it in acid. And it eats away the tin and it's in like a fucking bag. It may not be real. I don't know. Oh, yeah. We should fucking try it one day though.
I was just thinking like we should crack tins to see if it makes a difference. You know when you're at, let's just say a rodeo or a pub or whatever and they crack it for you with a spoon? Like a spoon?
Yep.
I'm just thinking we should do a spoon crack just to see if there's a difference in the way that, like it makes a sound. And also maybe just like a credit card. If you've got no fingernails, you chew them to pieces, you're like, oh, I can't get the fucking thing
I've
up.
Never used a credit card.
Just thinking what else would fit in there and pop him up.
I've never used a credit card. Neither have I.
But we're going to have to because it might sound different.
Use the credit card for something else.
To buy the fucking things.
To buy beer.
Oh, fuck, how was your day? Monday.
Mate, let me have one more sip.
Yeah, okay.
One more little sip.
I'm going to fucking join you on that sip too, bros, because I need it. But anyway, you tell me about your day.
Mm. Mate, not bad. They've done, I've never heard of this beer before, the Traveller.
I reckon half my can's already gone. I've had some big gulps.
It is hot. Mate, my day, so up early. Fucking go, go, go.
Yeah. Busy day.
No, I didn't have time for 3 smokos today, so that was bad. So it was just fucking, we're currently.
So where are you working? In the city? Back in the city?
No, sort of just back at the yard. We're doing the install for the Gold Coast 600.
Oh, October.
October. So, starting off that. So that's fucking busy times for us.
Right. A lot of prep.
Of fucking prep goes. If only people knew how much.
Do the lads get any free sneaky tickets?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, we do?
We do. We do.
Okay, so I'll have to pencil that in.
I'll get a couple coming towards you.
We'll have to.
Yep. Busy, early starts, fucking, just fucking doing
lots
it.
Lots
cold. Spring's back.
Oh, dude, how was it? And it only happened, windy on the weekend, but that wind has brought a different change, hasn't it?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yep.
So cold.
Cold.
Last night, which is nice.
And I've been on the bike, so I feel the cold. So.
Well, I had the jumper on this morning when I got to the workshop for at least 2 hours. 2 hours or 3 hours. So cold.
Yep. Proper cold.
My day. I think I said this.
Wait a while. Let's fucking. Where have you been?
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I want to get my.
Let's not go back to.
Yeah, I know, but I want to get. I want to get my rant off. I want to get my rant off.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to get in my rant so I can move on. It's like I want to get out of my head.
Right. Give it. Give it to me.
Just the last 24 hours, I had some stress last week with other issues.
Yep.
I don't know. Maybe I've run over a black cat. Maybe I've broke a mirror or something. Just seems to be coming at me a bit. So, yeah, a bit of head noise.
Yep.
So, you know, with head noise, like I'm human. I'm a male, bottling things up and
not talking about it enough.
Yep. So, yeah, before we got onto this pod, I had a quick yarn to you.
Yep.
Which was good. You settled me down. You calmed me down. I got out of my head, got into the shed.
Yep.
So, like anything, lads and girls, when you're in your head, it's not a good place to be. The best place to be is out of your head.
Yep. Speak to a mate.
Exactly. It's happened to me again this week. It just seems to... it seems like I've run over a black cat.
Yep.
It's just coming at
me. And I don't have the answers all the time, and nor will all the other people. But all you need to do is sit there and listen. If you can just sit there and listen, you don't actually have to say anything. Mates in constructions, obviously I'm in the construction industry, they have the mates in constructions, and that's one of the things they say is all you need to do is listen.
Correct,
and
yeah.
You don't need to be able to go, you're not going to try to fix a problem.
Well, that's... I can't fix a problem.
No,
you can't. No. And like even when you go to psychiatrists and stuff like that, they just are there to listen.
Yeah.
They do help you with some keywords and whatnot.
Yeah, they'll give you some tools.
It's just good to get it off your chest and talk about it and then go, whew, process it, talk about it.
And give us your credit card. So speak to your mates because they might be a little bit cheaper.
Definitely, guys. Yeah. Get out of your heads. Ring a mate. Ring someone that you can rely on and just have a chat.
Yep.
And you know what? If you really want to, and I'm encouraging it, ring us. Ring us with your rant. Whether we play it or not, if it's too harsh or too... if you just want to get something off your chest, call me.
Scream,
I'll listen. You know? Call me. It's just email me in your voice recording at theladspotty @gmail.com.
Yep. Do it.
All right. I'm done. I'm good.
You're good now?
I'm good. I have been on a little holiday.
You have, mate. Been well deserved because you were thinking about canceling this holiday after the week you had.
So it was only a quickie, two nights, 3 days, just over at Fraser Island. It was great. Good, not the best weather. We had a lot of wind.
Yep.
But with wind, it doesn't really put a damper on things when you're on Fraser Island. You just go do something.
Yep.
So we actually, one day we went over to Wathumba, but we're going to go to the Cape on the Saturday, and we got to Nogala Rocks, and there was a few lads in there with a bit of stress. One of the guys came through from the north end to the south end. I had a quick little chat to him. He's like, I've been up there for 2 days and it's gone to shit. And I said, what about right around, like near the lighthouse? And he said, it's coming from both angles, like it's swirling. So I said, so if I'm going to go all this way to go to the Cape to try and get out of the wind, I'm not really getting out of it. He's like, don't even bother.
Yeah. So Wathumba it was.
So I was like, righto, let's not even go through Nogala. Let's just go, right, it's not for this trip. I'd rather go to the Cape when it is, the Cape.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely
when
beautiful.
When it's beautiful up there.
When it's flat. And,
so the right choice was to go over to Wathumba on the western side. And that was, even over there, even though it was a southeasterly to sometimes easterlies, it was still swirling enough to then create a little bit of havoc over there.
But you're not at work.
Exactly, not at work.
It's
on the island.
Yeah, you're doing something else.
Definitely. I may have got a little bit bogged. Wasn't going to talk about it.
Oh,
well, I shouldn't use the word bogged because bogged means you're stuck.
Yep.
I didn't get stuck. I got myself out.
So what are you calling this bog?
Permanently semi parked. Permanently.
P.S.
PSP.
PSPP.
Permanently semi parked. What was the other P?
I don't know.
So, yeah, we went. So it was high tide, right? And you know the little track from Waddy Point to go over to Middle Beach?
Yes.
You know the track?
Oh, that's soft.
Soft.
That's very soft. And what about the big drop off?
Yeah, I didn't know that drop off was there.
Oh, did you go down there?
No, I went to the right. There's a track.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you went around that way. So she's pretty soft. The Land Cruiser gets up there every time though. So
yeah, but it was high tide.
Yep.
So you got no run up.
Off you're talking from the
coming
beach
back
side,
up on the beach.
Back up,
so I went over okay. It's fine. You got over there to the beach. I'm like, sit down, high tide, so the water's right up against. We had the car width, okay, so 2 meters.
Yep.
No run up, and to try and do a right angle.
Yep.
You've got no speed. So first time I hit it, pretty much dug myself a hole. Didn't put the, I had the traction control off, but I didn't realize I didn't have the rear diff locks in. So I'm like, oh, put the diff locks in. Dug myself out. Thank God I put the Max Trax in. Kai and I.
How good are the Max Trax?
Blowing its tits off though. We got sandblasted. Sand in our ears, up our nose, everywhere, man. It went everywhere. Because when it was that bad. When you open the car door, it ripped out of my hands and nearly ripped off the door.
Was that windy?
It was that windy.
Yeah, I did hear a few reports that Eli and that was a bit hard to cross.
No, it was easy. No,
it was good.
Yeah.
So it was just on one of the Facebook pages.
Yeah, no,
so.
I didn't have any stress. So anyway, we got a little bit stuck. We had tyres down to 25. We just dropped them down to 20? 15. Yeah, I'm getting the kids up. Yeah. Kai's here in the background. Dropped them down to 15, got the Max Trax out, got out, reversed out of it. And then you know how you're not allowed to drive on the one side of that sign?
Yep.
Well, I had to go, I backed across past that sign, probably about 10 car lengths.
Should we put the fucking canister
fuck
down for that?
Nah, so I had to go back just to get a run up, you know. And anyway, we got up.
Upper.
It was fine, but there was no beach. There was no run up.
Yep.
And you know when you have that moment of, yep, okay, probably shouldn't. And the sun was going down.
Yep.
And I knew there was cars back over on the other side where Waddy, so I could have ran over and got someone to help me. But I wasn't at that point. I was like,
oh, we can do this.
We can do this. But I still had that point of, oh, fucking hell, I don't. There's a bit of stress going on.
See, I don't know what it's like to be bogged on Fraser because I've got a fucking Land Cruiser. Oh.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm saying I didn't get bogged, because bogged means you are fucked. You are stuffed. You can't get out. You need someone to help you, right?
No.
You don't believe that?
Bogged. You got fucking bogged. You got stuck.
I got myself out.
Yeah.
I didn't have to winch myself out.
Plenty of people.
All I used was two Max Trax.
No, you got
so bogged. So is that bogged?
You got, yeah, you're fucking bogged.
No, I reckon I was semi.
Did you stop?
I got out. That means I'm stopped.
Did you stop?
I had to get out of the car.
So you were traversing and you had to get out and do stuffing?
Yes.
You were bogged.
I was just
you got fucking bogged on Fraser Island.
Let us know, guys. Call in. I want someone to tell me if I'm bogged, or do I have a good clause on saying I wasn't bogged, because I believe if you're bogged,
fuck off.
You need someone to help you get out. Or you need a winch.
No, I've got to fuck off for this week.
I suppose I use Max Trax to get out, so...
Yeah. I didn't have a fuck off before this, but I have a fuck off now. Stiffy, you can fuck off. You got bogged. It's all the right. Same as when you're riding a motorbike, and if your handlebars hit the ground, that's an off.
That's an off.
That's an off.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got fucking bogged. You're just trying to put fucking mayo all over the fucking shit and fucking feed it to me. I'm not eating that shit.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I don't get bogged.
Got bogged.
No, yeah. All right, yeah. I'll say it. I got bogged.
You got bogged.
Cheers to that.
But you got yourself out, so fucking, I'll give you one credit back for that. So, yeah.
Only the one.
Just the one. Yeah.
So, I got bogged. Fuck yeah.
So, did you get to the pub at all or not?
Yeah, actually went to the shed.
The shed. Oh, the
shed was open on the Friday night.
Yep.
The mayor of Orchid Beach, Stevie, said the shed was going to be open. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, righto, we better go check it out. So, because it's only normally open on every second Friday night. But I think when it gets closer to grand finals like now, it's open every Friday night or something like that. So, we went and got some, what did we get? Chips and dim sims and a bit of hot box. We smashed the hot box in the shed.
And it's pretty cheap, the beer there too.
Shed. Yeah. 100%.
And I think the fire brigade or something like that actually, I think they run it.
It's combined by
a charity sort of thing.
Definitely.
So, yeah. Good community.
There's some
there.
Memorabilia in there. It's more of a foot, like there's a lot of footy stuff in there, like jerseys, like Broncos and Titans and Dragons and all that sort of stuff. So, Stevie was running the bar. So we were just like, another round, hit us up.
Lad.
Swipe the card, done. So. No, it was good. And shout out to Stevie. He put us up in the shed there.
Yep.
So it was good.
Nice.
We had a roof over our heads. So that was good.
Yeah.
So thanks again, Stevie. And if you listen to this, which you probably don't, but anyway, just let you know, we've left a carton of piss on the kitchen bench for you, which I was supposed to text him today, but I haven't. Anyway.
He'll find it.
I'm sure he will.
He will
middle
find
of the
it.
Bench, he'll find it.
Yep.
So we actually spent today cleaning the car. Well, I didn't. Kai did. He cleaned it. Got all the sand out of it.
How? What sort of job? What are you rated?
Oh, listen, I think he's done a really good job. I'm going to give him a 9.5.
9.5?
Yeah.
How much will he charge me to do my car then?
He's probably...
It's cheap.
What would Bots say the other day with his call? And he was $250 an hour and she was only $200. So anyway, I don't know what he's...
That was a good call, that one, sir.
That was a classic. I only listened to that today. I normally listen to him faster, like in full, yep. But I only listened to it back today. Yep. So that's, I'm a bit behind that's fresh. Too, so. Oh, so it's all good, mate. So no, Fraser was good. I wish we had a little bit more better weather, but other than that, I'm good.
Yep.
What have you got coming up? Oh, you got a ride this weekend.
Yeah, I got a ride coming up on Friday. So my holiday's actually got approved today, so which is good.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
So you're going with the boys?
Yeah, going
back on the bikes.
I think it's only two of the other boys, so it's Denny and Gary.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're leaving Friday now, which is awesome. So we'll I've got to do the fucking route for it though. So
the route,
mm-hmm. The route. We call it a route.
Whatever.
That's a route.
Well, at least
girl with the tattoo.
At least you can, I guess, decipher where it's going.
Scenic route. Well, we don't. So that's one of our things with our ventures. Like we sort of will have an idea where we're going to.
Yeah.
But how we get there, if we get there, if we see something shiny, if we see this, that's where we'll end up.
Yeah.
So it's just a general direction. So Armidale is one of our favourite spots because we can go down and do the Oxley Highway, Thunderbolt's Way as well. So, yeah.
And you're back, it's 2 nights, 3 days.
Two nights, 3 days.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
So the boys live on the Sunshine Coast, so we're always back on the sort of, I'm back home by about lunchtime on the Sunday if we do that sort of, that route.
That should be good.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
No doubt we're going to put some lad stickers. Oh, dude, I put some lad stickers on Fraser. I think I sent you a text.
You did.
So there's one on Stevie's Road on the back of that sign.
Yeah, on Marlou.
Yep.
I did see that one.
There was going to be one on the barge, but we decided not to because they keep that barge really clean.
They do, don't they? There's a lot of paint on that.
Yeah, so I'm like, let's not graffiti the barge.
And that's the thing is I put one on Pony Club too, one on Jim Boomer Pony Club grounds, and the wife sort of gave me side eye. I went, so I took it off and stuck it on one of the kids' saddle cloths.
Yeah, it's good to get the photo, but it's like...
I actually got another video from today. Jake's, one of Jake's mates at work, stuck one on his toolbox as well.
Oh, yeah?
So, and I do have 220 more, so...
Jeez, you're going to town.
Fucking get amongst
stickers.
Them.
Yeah. So,
I'm not proud of this.
Yeah?
So, Dead Ass Community.
Yeah. Bryzy. Dead
Ass, yeah. Yep. So, there was someone that put one on Auckland, so... sticker at a shopping centre in Auckland.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, yeah, I've seen this one at the Big Mango.
That's the one I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I didn't just take a picture of Bryzy's one.
Yeah.
I took a picture of it and ours is on top of Bryzy's and shamelessly put it on their page.
Oh. on Dead Ass Podcast page?
I'm just dead set shameless.
So if it gets approved, it'll go up. Is it so?
Yeah, well, it's in the comments, so it'll be approved. So if you actually Google it,
I'll have to have a look later.
Have a look at it.
So oh, shit.
Yeah, I've seen this one.
Yeah.
And then it's just got like, it's got a picture of the Dead Ass one, but it's got our podcast up on Twitter. I thought I'm just fucking shameless.
Yeah. Bryzy, love you, bros. Listen to you every week. Yeah. And, mate, one day we'll meet, no doubt.
Yeah.
No, I'm a fan of the Dead Ass podcast community. So, yeah, it's good. It's good to have. I can't wait to get, actually, you know what? I can't wait to get to know more podcasters, you know, like in this community and in this space.
Yeah.
Because there are some true.
I like the interviews. So I like meeting new people. Guys. So it was like Slick Mick. We've got a few other people in that coming.
Yeah, up, definitely.
So, and the events that we're going to. So it's obviously getting me out of my comfort zone or anything like that. So I think we're going to a boxing night up in Toowoomba.
Toowoomba, November.
8th. So that'll be good to get up there and do that and sort of hang out.
Yep.
Because we sort of come here, we do this podcast and then we go, fuck, because we're so fucking busy.
Busy.
But just to have fucking time to fucking hang out will be good.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Now, well, my adventures for the last, you know, few months have been Bowen, the Don River Dash and then Fraser.
Yep.
So it's like right now I'm done those adventures it's like, right, what's next? So I know we've got the fight night. I completely forgot about like Gold Coast fucking 500.
600.
So I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but that'd
be
nice.
I think we should go down there. So I work on the Sunday, out on the Sunday. But Saturday we can definitely get in there.
And of course our sponsor. We should mention our sponsor again, Noah Peak Production. He just went on an epic adventure,
mate. Did he? What?
Fucking
we're
hell!
Getting him on. So that should be our next interview. Yeah,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So shout out to Noah. I think we've got to also include him on some of our adventures.
Yeah.
Because he's our sponsor, so we've got to get him on board too.
He's just a good bloke to bring along, anyway.
He's a good lad. Yeah. Yep. He's a good lad. Yeah. He's a good egg to be around.
Good young fella.
So coming up, that's a bit about it. I guess I should mention some stats. We're going pretty good on our, I guess, in the background. Oh, and with our sponsor coming on board, Noah at Peak Productions, our social media, I guess, presence is probably going to go through the roof now that someone's actually doing it. So I got
the text message the other day. On the Instagram, stop putting up posts on Instagram. You know who you are.
Yeah.
With my name. With your name.
You were called out.
Fuck. I thought I was doing a great job.
No, you were. Pat you on the back. So.
Obviously not. So he's fucking,
Anyone that's listening and been listening for a while now, I guess our social media where we're at is obviously Facebook, Instagram, TikTok.
Yep.
That's the three that we're sort of going to smash, or Noah's going to smash for us. So that's going to be on the rise. I guess, I don't know, maybe a couple of, things a week. So that's good.
I think where I'd like to take this, I think we want to start doing a few more events and stuff like that. So
100%. To create the content.
Yeah, do a bit of content where we'll hit the road and just
definitely
do what we do.
Yeah. I can't wait to do a bit of that.
Yeah.
So that's good.
I went and brought the a DJI bloody Osmo.
So what is that? What, run me through that thing. What is it? Pick it up and show the camera. Like what? I know you don't need to turn it on or do anything with it, but it's this little handheld thing that's
tiny.
That obviously is like a camera in your hand, but it's on a gimbal.
Yeah.
Like
you just flick the screen like that.
Dude, that's epic. It looks like not E.T.
It is a bit like E.T.
What's the other one?
E.T.
What's that white one? What, hey? Yell it out. Oh, Wally E.
Oh, Wally.
He's got a head like that.
Yep. So hopefully I'm going to learn to drive this thing. So this is going to be really good to drive. But we should be able to go away and do a bit of filming.
Yeah.
And
recording. And
just got to.
That's the thing now. That's the thing. We can do all of this and then just upload it to Noah and he can just wave his magic wand at it. Thanks, Noah.
Tag, you're it.
Yeah, done. So lots more of goodness, good coming from us, I guess, with anything that we do. We've got the tools to do so.
Yep. And anyone that's wanting to start out, mate, give this guy a call. He knows his shit.
100%. Anyone that's got any type, even just a birthday party or a wedding or anything like that, you want to get your event or... anything they've got going on in your life captured and for life, like you've got it for life, haven't you?
Yeah.
He'll come out, he'll document it, he'll record it, and then he'll, put all the pieces together to create this awesome video of the event with whatever you want. Like the man is a dead set legend.
He's got all his shit in one sock.
Yeah. So shout out Noah again. Yep. So that is it.
Do you want another beer, mate?
Let's get into that fridge, bruz. Definitely. I want you to open that up. Oh, is the fridge empty? I'm glad we've got a backup fridge. So in the studio, we got supplied a new fridge, and a big shout out to the person that bought us this fridge. I'm going to have to say, my mother. Thanks, Mum. Oh, and she hasn't, we've done, hey, Barney, I don't know if you can hear me yet, but we've got the fridge, right? In the shed. I'll wait for you to... Oh, you probably can't hear me. Put your ears on. So I was just saying, we've got the new fridge. I'll crack this tin first. I reckon that's a pretty decent crack. Show me yours. Fuck. Solid.
Solid.
Yeah.
Thirsty.
Solid. I was just saying, we've got the new fridge. We've got two fridges. We've got the original squeaky door fridge.
Yep.
and we've got a new fridge. So we had a few upgrades here in the shed. And the first upgrade, I shouldn't say the shed, the studio, which is inside the shed. The studio's got a brand new fridge, but it's also been tweaked a little bit this week. A sneaky electrician, maybe a fairy electrician, has come in and fixed a few power points, hooked up the fridge.
We appreciate it.
It smelt like clean when
it
I walked in.
Like clean. It is clean. We've actually got bloody storage over here as well. So
we've got a bit going on. And the studio just seems to do itself. No.
Studio fairy.
I've got to say, big shout out to Mum. Yep. She's doing some awesome work behind the scenes. Don't even know that's happening. We just rock up. It's done. So, yeah, thank you.
Actually, one of the things that it does stick out with your mum.
Uh-huh.
We were sitting here doing I think one of the first times we actually had the camera on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Mum's just walked straight in.
Yep.
With the hot dogs.
Yeah, put them all down.
The hot dogs in there. It's fucking great. We'll have to put that on.
Well, I think that might be one of the episodes that the slow motion happened in the camera.
Oh, yes.
So that whole, I think that might
that's gone.
Unusable.
Yep.
But anyway, if it's there, Noah will find it.
He will.
Yeah, that's good. So that was, the studio's looking good. So I'm pretty happy about the studio. We'll give it a lick of paint one day. But at the moment, whatever.
We got so much shit going on. It's probably going to be this colour forever.
So I got a couple of things I want to bring up. I've got my rant off the agenda. I want to go straight into a wheelie bin chat. Wheelie bins.
Wheelie bin.
Wheelie bins?
Where are you wheelie bin?
Have you got wheelie bins?
I've got a wheelie bin fucking story
for you. All right, before I get into mine, give me your wheelie bin story.
Right out. So this is going back probably, I don't know, 10, 11 years ago. So... Yep. The wife's taking the kids to school. This is back when we had our business and that. So obviously she's got a lot of shit going on with phone calls and all the rest of it and fucking naughty kids. Shout out to fucking Jake and Holly. Both fucking naughty and you're driving your mother crazy. So she's hooked the wheelie bin on. You know our driveway.
Yes,
so
it's really steep.
Yeah, really steep and fucking hooked.
Well, it's concrete now, but it used to be gravel.
It's concrete, so it's going to be a skid pan soon.
Yeah.
Yep. So she's not stopped. At the top of the driveway, because phone calls, the kids, the fucking busy.
So she's got the wheelie bin on the back?
Yep.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So she's gone out our street, so it's quite long. So she's gone down the end of that one, end of the other one, onto the fucking...
Hey, it's still thing. On.
Yeah, she's still on.
I would have thought it would come off.
So,
okay.
120 k's an hour, the wheel bearings fucking do not work anymore. This thing's fucking cartwheeled. So she's looking at the bloke, and the old bloke's fucking sort of... So he's putting his wheelie bins out in the fucking road. So it's 100k an hour road.
Yeah.
But Nat's doing about 120.
Yep.
And
with a wheelie bin on the back.
Yeah, so she's cartwheeled. So 120, the wheels fucking fall off this show.
Oh, and it's full of rubbish.
Yep. Full of rubbish.
So when did she work out it came off? Did she see it?
When our mate's sitting there fucking waving at her. Oi, fucking.
So it didn't come off?
Yeah, it came off.
Oh, it did come off.
Yeah, she fucking cartwheeled. She cartwheeled, so she's come back home after that and she's fucking shamelessly fucking driven straight past it. The council had to come pick that one up.
Oh.
And we had to tell the council that our bin got stolen.
Oh, you've just
done. As it does.
All right.
Yeah.
That's a really good story.
That's a really good story. And I've actually got another one after this and it's a fucking mate down in Coffs Harbour, but that can go...
Oh, okay.
You tell me yours.
Well, I won't get to the one I was getting to, but what you just told has brought me up a story. So back in the day, I'm going to say back in the 90s, Brayford Estate.
Yep.
Okay, I lived up there for a little bit, but before I lived up there, when I was a rascal, let's just use the word rascal, we would ride wheelie bins down Brayford Estate.
Yep.
So not full ones, we'd get empty They're ones. Empty. But you'd sit it so the wheels are behind you and you lay it down so that the lid falls forward onto the road and you ride it like a billy cart, like sit on top of it. The where your handles, where you'd normally put your hands to wheel it around, it's on the bitumen. So it just gets fucking ground away to nothing. So you start at the top of Brayford Hill and you can actually steer these things. You'd think you wouldn't be able to, but you just do a bit of lean. And like you can't steer it like you're not going to, you can't steer it where you go up another road or anything. But if you're about to hit a car,
you can't do a U-turn.
You can sort of lean away from it. So, and you remember that road's pretty wide.
Yep.
And we go all the way to the bottom.
And steep.
Yeah. And you steep. Get about five runs before the wheelie bin destroys itself.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. And five? Then someone needs to get a new wheelie bin.
Oh, dude. There was a point where Braver State wheelie bins were just disappearing. I don't condone to doing it. Maybe, or did I say I did that? I think I did at the start.
I think you've already done it, so.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, that's a wheelie bin story. You ride them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good fun. It's harmless. Like, what are you doing? Anyway.
I've actually got another story. So it was a mate down in Coffs Harbour. You'll probably work out who you are. But they had a, like a nanny, and she's taking the kids to school.
Yeah.
So through the middle of Coffs Harbour. So, you know, you go through Coffs Harbour, like it's through the main street.
Yeah.
She's crossed Coffs Harbour with the wheelie bin taking the kids to school and still got the wheelie bin attached.
To the car.
To the car.
Oh, yeah. So she's similar thing.
All the way.
Yeah, right.
But didn't fall off.
Didn't fall. No, yeah, because she's not going 120k now.
No, not long. Nat does. That's just fucking what Nat does.
So this person will work out who that is.
Yeah.
Coffs Harbour.
So, yeah.
Not going to do them in. Not going to throw them under the bus.
I'm not going to throw them under the bus. So they'll know.
Can't tempt you.
They'll know.
I don't blame you.
No.
Yeah, it's better off to keep that. So what I was getting to was wheelie bin etiquette. Okay, so you've got wheelie bins. You put them up on the street.
Yep.
Have you got any identification on it that it's your wheelie bin, as in like painted your lot number or you've thrown a sticker on it?
No. The only thing, my recycling one would be worth a lot of money. All the cans.
All the cans in it. So the wheelie bin, I don't know, like, you know, someone steals your wheelie bin and puts another one there, whether that wheelie bin was broken or just fucking dirty and disgusting and
stinky.
So wheelie bin etiquette, do you, like your place probably doesn't matter because you've got a lot of open spaces. You bring your wheelie bin down to your house, but just picture the townhouses, the little units, you know, you're living side by side each other. Your wheelie bin probably lives right outside your kitchen door.
Yeah.
And you keep your wheelie bin wheelie clean.
Yeah.
You might even deodorize it every couple of weeks.
Give it a polish, you reckon?
Well, just to keep it clean, you know.
Polish their wheelie bins?
Probably not polish it, but clean it.
Yeah.
You know, give it a good clean. If it's had something sticky in it, clean it, let it air out so it doesn't stink. Then someone has a really bad stinky bin and goes, oh, that's bad. And then looks, you know, you got to imagine in these communities, when a garbage truck comes in, they're picking up wheelie bins every 3 meters.
Yep.
So every 3 or 5 meters. And the next door neighbor goes, oh, this bin's bad. Yep. Let's get a freshie. Let's swap it.
I would do that.
Mm. I probably would too.
That would be me.
But what if you were the person on the other end? You keep your wheelie bin wheelie clean, and now you get a stinky one. What do you do? Maybe you don't even know who it is yet, but what do you do? Do you go and find out who it is?
Oh, you'd definitely be putting trail cams out.
Mm. So what about if you've got a little sticker on the back that you know which wheelie bin is yours? Do you wait till wheelie bin night and then go around and try and find your wheelie bin?
So if you found them out, what are you saying? Like, if you found them out and you know that that's fucking 100% yours,
your wheelie bin,
do you take it back?
100%.
Yeah.
But do you say anything? Do you go, hey, fuck face. Yes.
You stole me fucking bin. Me wheelie bin.
Yeah. Do you confront them?
Yeah, 100%.
Fucking oath you do. Yep. 100%. Yep. To say, no.
That's my bin. This is my sticker.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Get your clean wheelie bin back.
Yeah.
And then over the next few weeks, plant some fucking stink bombs back in their wheelie bin just to fuck them over.
Yeah.
I reckon. You know, cat food really stinks, eh?
And cat poo.
Yeah. Talking about cats, did you know Panadol kill cats?
No. Thanks.
Yeah.
No.
There's a hot tip. Panadol.
Kills
that we
cats.
Take. Panadol kill. Yeah. I had to Google it because I was like, really?
Yeah, I know bloody avocado kills birds.
Does it?
Yep. They don't like it. It's no good for them.
Right.
Mm.
A single Panadol is more than enough to kill a cat. Hmm. Watch this space.
Actually, they don't like lead either.
Oh. They don't like lead.
Oh, what do you mean?
Oh, you know where that lead's come from, no, Brad? No, out of a 9-gauge or what?
Lead. Oh. Fucking moving on.
Oi, I'm just saying, Panadol kills cats.
I didn't know that.
That's like the... Yeah. The
and apparently onions no good for cats and dogs and fucking all sorts of shit.
So. Oh, yeah. I think... Yeah. Doesn't that just give them the shits, though?
Don't know.
Yeah, I don't think onions hurt them. I think they just... I think they just shit everywhere. I don't know. Beanbags. Oi, beanbags. Do you love a beanbag?
Mm-hmm.
What's your beanbag?
I had a couple of leather beanbags in the day, but they get a bit hot and sweaty, so...
Leather?
Leather, yep.
That's are you saying this back in the 70s or 80s? Or was this a recent thing?
Recently, so... Yeah. No.
A leather?
Yeah. I thought it'd be flash and get a leather beanbag.
You would get sweaty on that.
Yeah.
That's probably good for
even vinyl gets fucking sweaty too. So you need corduroy.
The materials
type.
Yeah,
you need corduroy.
Yeah.
So, but can you imagine the sweat in that?
Oh, dude. There's a place in Brisbane. I'm not going to shout them out. I'm not going to say the name because I love going there. But they have beanbags you can go and sit in. We've been there on those beanbags, you and I. So you should know.
I love that place.
I do too, so I'm not going to say it.
Oh,
but imagine the sweat.
I actually didn't think about that now. Now yeah. I can't sit in those beanbags.
No, you can. You just got to be...
Bloody Howard.
Dude.
Oh, fuck, mate. That's one of my... I actually don't give a fuck. I'm going there.
But your vinyl beanbags must be better than... metaphor your colder climates like Victoria. Like, you know, so you don't sweat.
No, because they'd be cold then.
Yeah, but you're not going to sweat in them. Or do you just then...
Can you imagine sitting in a fucking cold beanbag in the middle of Victoria?
Yeah, you...
Nah.
So, all right. So, anyway, beanbags. When does a beanbag become not comfortable? Do you just throw the fuckers out or do you go and buy the new beans?
I haven't had one for a long time, so I'm actually going to go... I would throw the whole lot out, but beanbag beans are expensive.
Are they?
I thought so.
I thought they were pretty cheap.
Maybe Nat didn't want one and she said, no, they're too expensive. So chucked it out.
But beanbags are no good for my back. Like, you know, when you get that comfortable position and you're like, oh, fuck, this is so comfortable.
So I turn mine upside down. So you know a beanbag looks like a tear?
Yes, like a pear.
Yeah, like a pear.
Yeah.
Or a tear.
Okay, same thing.
Tier,
let's go. Let's go.
So I'll actually turn it upside down and go. So the tier part's down the bottom.
Do you?
And do that, and then sit into it.
I've never done. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Before you chuck the next one out, fucking have a go.
Oh, I don't have one.
Yeah.
I might know of one. Anyway, so I've always picked it up so that the tier is
at the top.
At the top,
mm-hmm.
Because that's the part you want as your headrest when you sink down into it. No.
So you get the tier, so it comes out the fucking in between your legs, and then you sit back and then all of this.
Have I been doing this all wrong?
You fucked it up.
Have I been doing this all wrong?
Maybe you haven't been doing it wrong.
I've never been shown this.
Let's get a beanbag. Give it a go next time. Turn it around upside down. That's the way I sit in them.
But if you've got a beanbag and it's now becoming oldish and it's not as comfy as it used to be because the beans are now squashed. Do you throw out all, you know, and you're not going to throw the whole thing out. You're just going to unzip it. Are you going to just top it up with new beans with what's in there? Or do you do a full rebuild and fucking get rid of all the old beans and put in all new beans? What's the go-to?
Oh, you definitely have to put new beans in it. Because
you can't leave the old ones?
So, yeah, if the outside's fucking leaking, then it's hemorrhaging beans.
No, it's not leaking. It's just the beans are now.
Yeah, no, it's just the beans.
So yep. You'll get rid of all of the beans?
All the beans.
And put a fresh new beans. You just won't top it up with old
beans. Where did the new beans go? The old beans go?
Where the old beans go?
Mm.
I guess.
It's very messy.
It is, isn't it?
It's very messy.
That's probably why you just chuck the whole thing out it's contained.
Yeah.
Because it is messy. Mm. They're so light. They just fluff around.
They go.
You try and put them in a bag, in a garbage bag.
Yeah.
No. But you get. Yeah. All right. Right. So that's beanbags.
It's a thing.
It is a thing because a beanbag is fucking comfortable, but my back, like you can be in it for 10 minutes and be like, this is so good. Beanbag is so good.
Turned upside down.
But then Okay, I'm going to have to because I have to change. I'll have to try the difference between my way and getting a sore back after about 20 minutes. And I don't even know I've got a sore back while I'm in it. It's when I go to stand up and then go, oh, fuck, that's not good.
Maybe we should go to Brisbane near the Story Bridge and try it out again.
Oh, well, but that's because I love a place.
I love that place.
Oh, dude, it's so good.
That is my favourite place to go.
And I go there just to people watch sometimes.
Yeah.
And enjoy
it. Fuck it, I'm going to say the name.
Go for it because I love it.
Howard Smith Wharfs.
Fallon's. Love yous. Fallon's. This is not an ad. Or it can be.
It can be if you want it to be. But
100%. Shout out to us.
Fucking great spot.
Isn't it? What?
It's one of my, I don't know. It's just, it's prime people watching. They've got bean bags. You order beer. You order margaritas on the fucking app. They bring it to you.
They bring it to you.
It's good.
The Story Bridge is something to be like, when you're underneath that at Fallon's.
Yep.
It's just amazing. Especially if you get there at about, 4 in the afternoon,
yep,
and you stay there till the sun goes down. The nightscape, the city changes from daytime to nighttime.
Yep.
The people go, it's just, I love the place. Yep.
People, if you've never been, fur babies around.
If you've never been to Fallon's, dead set, get to Fallon's because it is fantastic.
Yep.
And the food is good.
Good food. I think we had cauliflower.
Oh, we did.
Crumb cauliflower.
Yeah.
And it's not something I go to normally.
Fuck, I got chicken wings from there too.
Oh, you do like a good chicken wing.
Yeah, I do. So
my daughter.
Yeah. I had something to go to, but
she got a job.
Hey, what?
Oh, so
No. I was finished with that.
She got an apprenticeship.
Well done. Yeah. Cheers to that. Oi. Yeah. Cheers, because that's a big thing. That is massive. Congratulations, Holly. Yeah.
So she's in the auto electrical.
Yeah, that's what she's been dabbling in.
Yeah, so she wanted to do that. And a big shout out to mate Sticky.
Well done, fucking pigeon chest. Well done, stick man.
He took her on for a couple of weeks and and showed the ropes. And, she got an apprenticeship. So
yeah, good.
So before she finishes school, I think she starts up next year before.
Yeah, yep. Oh, well, that's great because I know Stickman has been out on his own now for a few years, probably about 4 years, something like that. And he's a busy boy.
Yeah.
He's got a lot going on. So,
I think to have an apprentice, definitely.
That's his, that would be his next, to grow the business.
Yeah.
100%. And to have a person like Holly on board, that's unreal.
And females in the industry at the moment, in construction industry, in the diesel, it's, there's so many now.
Definitely.
And very welcomed.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Because you know what? Females do a better job than us.
100%
they do. There's better attention to detail, better care factor, the whole lot. They are way better as a species.
I'm just so lucky Holly's not listening to this. So.
Shout out, Holly.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Well done. So we actually went out to for dinner on the Friday night in Dubowie. Mm-hmm. And just sitting there, and that was a big gratitude moment. Like, it was nothing special. We just went out for dinner, had Holly, Corey, Holly's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Jake.
Yep.
Jake even come out, so that was crazy.
Yeah.
And just sitting there and just going, life's good.
Yeah, good.
Life's good.
And that's good because that's now set her into the next 4 years, of course.
Yep.
But also set her for life.
Life.
Like once you've done a trade or got a trade to go into, you've got security.
It's not something you have to continue on with. So I've told the kids, I said, just go get a trade. I didn't get a trade. Maybe it's me pushing them to say, well, this is what I should have done. This is what I This is what I should have done.
Yeah.
But now that's, and if you don't want to finish it up, if I can go do something after that, go do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome because because I've done a trade, I've done an apprenticeship.
Yep.
And it's just a really good setup for life. You've got that trade, you've got that skill set.
Yep.
And it just opens doors to many different avenues later in life. You might not do that for the rest of your life, but it will be a start into the rest of your life.
Yep.
Definitely.
Yep.
So, well done, Holly. Yep. Fucking good on you.
So, that was my gratitude moment for this week. So,
awesome. That's good. I had a chat about things. So, you good?
Yep.
Okay. So, when I was on Fraser, I had a light bulb on. You know when you just go ding, something goes off in your head and you're just like, why? What the fuck? So, okay. I want to start you off on a journey. Plastic straws.
Mm-hmm.
They're gone, aren't they?
Yep.
Juice box, as in your kids' poppers.
Still have a plastic straw.
No. They've only just converted to paper. So now juice boxes don't have plastic straws. Maccas don't have plastic straws. You can't buy plastic straws. Yep. Nowhere. What are we actually saving? What are we actually doing with saving plastic? Like, why? Okay.
The turtles. The turtles get them up their nose.
Okay. Keep that, so they're keep obviously that thought in your head.
Turtles are doing bloody cocaine with straws.
Up and Goes is a popper juice box, but it's a breakfast meal.
Mm-hmm.
Still have plastic straws. So they can still get them. You still make them. I guess Up and Goes, this is not a bad thing about Up and Go. I think it's because it's a thicker consistency and the paper, when you suck on it. Noah, don't edit that out. When you suck on it through the Up and Go, I think with paper, it would crush it. Anyway, that's my theory. However, okay, paper straw.
Fucking, what about thick shakes then from McDonald's?
You still got paper.
Paper. You can't get through a fucking thick shake at McDonald's with the paper straw.
Well, they do those oversized thick. Right. Okay, so we've gotten rid of paper straw, plastic straws.
It looks like this.
The light bulb moment for me was when we were talking about that, I then picked up my water bottle. It's a plastic water bottle. That plastic water bottle, right? Don't get me wrong, but just think about how many plastic water bottles people buy from...
Yeah, but turtles don't get them stuck in their noses. And I think that was the fucking light bulb moment for them to get rid of straws, that turtles were getting these stuck in their nose.
I just think it's a crock of fucking dog shit.
100%. What about the plastic lid on top of the fucking, in between the fucking wooden straw? So you know the plastic lid on top of McDonald's?
Oh, yeah, yes.
Wooden fucking straw down the middle of it?
So why have we only lost straws? Is it because of the turtles? We killed one turtle. One
turtle got a fucking straw stuck in his nose.
And now it's all done.
I think he had a cocaine habit anyway. And that's what the straw was for. So.
He should be using $100 bills, bro. So,
shout out to turtles. Are we doing the right thing? Probably not.
Society.
Is it a knee-jerk fucking reaction? Probably.
Fucking yes. Oath it is.
And that's where it is that the squeaky wheel gets the fucking grease and a fucking ball in my piss.
Is it?
Because all these fucking minorities. Is that the right word? Minorities?
Yeah, because the majority is the other way.
Yep, minorities are fucking, they up in arms about all the fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
And they get fucking the air tight.
Well, I'm fucking sick of it. And I'll put my foot down now. I want plastic straws back.
Yep.
I also want, I want to bring it back and use the same material that's getting used in plastic water bottles.
Yep.
Because we are producing 1 billion water bottles a year.
Yep.
Probably even more. I buy water from, at my shop. I don't drink town water. I've got rainwater at home. So when I go to the shop, I can't drink town water. It's fucking shit. I'm over it. So I buy little slabs of water bottles from Woolworths or Coles, wherever.
Yep. And it comes wrapped in plastic too.
Yeah, it's all plastics. Yeah. So if that's allowed, then fucking make plastic straws from that plastic.
So what you're saying is, who the fuck is delegating the fucking, who gets to use plastic or not?
Oh, it's obviously some fuckhead in the Parliament House that just goes, oh, fucking rah, rah, fucking rah.
No more plastic straws.
I'm done with this. Novius.
Plastic lids.
Ugh. Plastic. We're not going to kill the planet with plastics, are we?
Oh.
What do you got?
Apparently the Earth is trying to fucking heal itself.
Oh, well, I brought this up with the ozone layer in a couple of early days.
So the Earth, I'd have to go back and find it. I'm not going to be able to find it now. But apparently there's some fucking microorganism that in the ocean is actually eating the plastic. So it is trying to heal itself.
Yeah, right.
That'll be my task for this week. Mm. I'm going to try to find it. I'll find that article. It might be fake, like Donald Trump's tan. Just saying, Donald.
Is his hair legit as well?
Fuck.
Like, what's
got to be fake?
How the fuck's his ear going? He got shot in the ear.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know.
So there's been more shootings.
Okay, before we get to that. But he got shot in the ear.
Yeah.
The last time I saw him, he had a fucking band-aid on it. Then nothing. Like, have I just been living in a hole? Do we not talk about he got shot? Or has it been getting talked about and I just don't hear about
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I don't listen to a lot of news, but yeah. When I do, it's normally fucking shit news.
Why has it been thrown under the rug, the shooting of Donald Trump? Or hasn't it? It just seems like the world's forgotten about.
Fucking politics.
Yeah, right. Or is he not using that? Maybe that's something he doesn't want to talk about much because he doesn't want to use that to get into power. Anyway, we're not talking about politics. Fuck it.
Actually, what I do need to talk about is I need a piss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we know what we do when you need a piss. I need a piss too. Welcome back to the Lads Podcast. We just had a little piss break.
That was good. That was good. Need that.
What were we even talking about?
Donald Trump.
Okay, we're done with that.
Let's move on from Donald Trump.
Fucking because politics.
I'll tell you what. Politics. Go back to the Facebook politics. We've had an egging.
Hey, what? Hey,
an egging in Bow Desert.
Did we talk about this a couple of potties ago?
We did. So we've.
That was with Slick Mick. Yeah.
He came out and he said, McCarr's been egged. But yeah, apparently there's been a bit of a spating of eggings.
Oh, is this maybe something that we bought?
I don't think we've done that because we don't chuck eggs at moving cars.
Oh.
So I think that's what the problem was.
This is not, but
how about the fucking the Karens on Facebook?
Right.
Let's talk about the fucking Karens on Facebook.
Oh, dude. It's
actually, that's what can fuck off in my life this week is the Karens. And you getting bogged up, obviously. Yeah. The Karens on Facebook fuck me over.
Yeah, right. Did you? Okay.
I didn't reply. I don't reply. I type.
Yeah.
I delete.
So I'm a bit lost. So there was an egging. Yeah. And then did you say something?
No, I did not say anything. I never say anything.
Yeah,
Never. I just go. Like Mum said, if you haven't got anything nice to say, don't say fucking it say it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fucking.
So there was an egging. Delete. Was this an egg thrown at a moving car?
It could have been.
Okay.
I don't know. Right. It's just the Karens.
So it was all over the book.
It's anonymous. Fucking they put it there. So it's on the Facebook. It was on one of the Bow Desert pages or something like that.
Oh,
so
right.
It could be quite dangerous. So don't throw fucking eggs at fucking moving cars.
Nah.
But throw them at stuff.
No, throw them at Slick Mick's car.
At Slick Mick's car, yeah.
Not at Courtney's car. Courtney?
No, yeah.
Yeah, Courtney. Definitely not Courtney's car.
Definitely not.
Slick Mick said throw it at my car. Yeah. Yep.
And so I sent him a message, actually, and he sent me a big fucking laughing faces after that. Bring back a good egging.
Yeah, but the Karens can get fucked.
So what's the male version of a Karen? So what's a name?
So I straight away, Keith came to my head.
Keith.
But okay. I don't know if that's right.
Keith.
Sorry to any Keiths out there.
I've just asked you a question, so it must be
that
right.
What came straight to my head?
Yeah, Keith.
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 Karen, Keith.
Karen, Keith. Oh, it's both Ks.
Yeah, but...
Actually, I have a really...
Has it got to be a K?
A really good mate... Named Karen.
Yep.
And she's
I know a Karen.
So not a
Karen. Actually, no, two Karens.
She's so not a Karen. Yeah. So, Karen, this is not at you.
Yeah.
I love you.
Yep. But I guess they get
some that, Karen.
Yeah, unfortunately, now they get it all the time, don't they?
Yeah.
Especially if you're doing a, let's say, you're ringing Chinese takeaway. What's your name? Karen. And they go, oh, sorry, Karen. You know, that Karen thing, unfortunately, that's fucked them over. And that's I know two Karens. I think three, but right now I've got two Karens right in my head.
Yep. Yeah.
And they are not Karens.
No.
They are nice, like, normal people.
Yeah. And Keith, shout out to Keith.
I don't know if Keith's the right word. Is it Keith?
I don't know. It's like, I'm just trying
I
to
think there is a name, but it's not. It doesn't start with K. I think it's like a Gary. I was going to say fucking Gary then, but I don't know.
Gary? Yeah. Fucking, if you listen to this, fucking let us know.
Ring us. Yeah,
and
okay.
And is it different from fucking country to country? So in America, is
I think
it
would
Karens?
Be. I think Canadian. Someone said to me the other day there was some name of a Canadian person that's the same thing as a Karen. Now, I can't remember what that was. So we're going to have to get some intel.
Yeah.
We need some help.
Yeah. Help us out.
Help us out. We want to know.
We need help.
Yes. We need a lot of help.
We need a lot of help.
Fucking a lot of help.
Oh, but oh. But I've got a hand up over here. Go, give us to us.
Stuart.
Oh, Stuart.
Oh, dude, I know a Stuart.
Yeah, I know a Stuart too.
I know Stuart.
Stuart. Oh, fuck you, Stewie.
Well, maybe it's a generational thing because obviously Kai is a younger generation. So maybe generational thing too. Like if I asked my dad or an older person, what's their Karen?
Yep.
It probably isn't Karen. It's probably whatever. I'm not going to say a name because I've got too many names.
I think Karen might have even been in the Bible.
Bitch. Really?
I don't know. I've never read the Bible. And I'm not going to.
No, I'm not going to get into that. All right, so we're nearly done. But, dude, one thing I had in my notes I want to talk about. I probably should leave it for another potty, but fuck it. I'm going to talk about it.
Go for it. Give it to me.
Frozen Alive. Would you want to be frozen to then be like, is it cryogenics? Did you say cryovac?
Cryovac.
So if you had the choice, you could be frozen and it costs you whatever. That's just $1 million. Put a stupid figure on it.
Yep.
$1 million. And it's successful and you can be woken up in 200 years. Would you do it?
No.
Fuck no.
No.
Why would you really want to do that? Like, it's something that you just think.
Fucking technology's already fucking jumped above 5 or 6 steps in front of me as it is. Imagine waking up in 100 years and just going, oh, the fuck.
Yeah, how did Trumpy go?
This email?
Who got shot again after Trumpy did?
You just can fuck off.
Like, yeah, the whole Frozen. Apparently, it's getting close. Like, that's why I wanted to bring it up. Apparently, I should have some stats on this, but I don't. But getting frozen alive to then be able to be...
Are you alive, though, when you're getting frozen? They put you to sleep first? Surely the fuck they just don't give you a blanket and go, fucking, you sit in this room until you die.
But I would have thought your organs would be frozen, so that means you're dead.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be just sitting in a room like a big freeze and they keep on turning it up.
Or turning you over so you don't get a frostbite or bruising.
No. No, you can fuck off. I'm not going to go to sleep for 100 years and then wake up in another 100 years and just go.
That'd be too much head noise. It's a bit like the chat we had the day when, okay, man's been to the moon and beyond that is I don't think you're coming back because we use the moon to get us home with the gravitational pull.
Yeah.
There's no other planet close to us to then do that. So it'd be like, okay.
So do you reckon the moon, so what you're saying is, so the moon will actually be a bit like... it'll have a roadhouse there. So there'll be Macca's, there'll be KFC, there'll be fucking...
Like the Jetsons fucking...
Yeah, so you get fuel, you get fucking stopover for a couple of nights.
Well, that
like
might
that,
be in 1,000 years, but right
check
now...
Check your logbooks.
If you want to go beyond the moon and go like Elon Musk, you know, wants to put man on Mars, you're not coming back.
No.
No ways. You can't put the handbrake on and go, I don't want
to
go now.
I'm 100% to no to being cryovac'd.
Yeah, no, nah, fuck that. Cryovac, like a bag of fucking peas.
Bag of meat.
Just cryovac me. Put me in the machine and zip me
What's
up.
What's it called?
Cryogenetics. Something
right
like
out.
That. Yeah. I might be dribbling.
Yeah. I won't even get into a fucking ice bath.
Why not?
Fuck that. I fucking hate the cold water.
Okay.
I love the cold.
Yep.
But I will not get into an ice bath.
So, you've just been to Fraser three times in the last few months. Yep. Did you go swimming?
No. There's fucking sharks there, cunt.
Oh, did I send you the photo of the shark that got caught? I didn't yet. No, I haven't seen that. So a shark, we were driving past and the old mate was on a biggie. Caught a shark. Anyway, Kai and I went swimming. Yeah. Champagne pools. Cold.
Oh, there's no sharks in shit. Oh.
No. We went swimming.
Yeah.
No, the shark was down the beach. No, we went.
So we you just went in the pools. There's going to be no sharks in there.
No. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's two different conversations. But no, I'm lost now. So we went swim. So you didn't go swimming.
No.
So you hate the cold. Ice baths. That's where we're at. Ice baths. Fuck. Yeah.
I hate the cold.
So you'll never do an ice bath.
No.
Why not?
No. It's too cold. I like a warm bath.
So do I. But at the same time, that's why I got onto Fraser. We went swimming. So champagne pools. It was cold, but we got in. And Lake Mackenzie. Went to the lake.
That would have been cold too.
It was cold, but once you're in, it's cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Warm-ish.
Once
good.
You're in, it's cold.
Anyway, mate, it's been great catching up with you. I think we're done.
We are.
Have you got anything else done or else to add today?
If I do, mate, I'll fucking talk about it in the next one.
Yeah, good. Good stuff. Well, mate, I'm glad we chatted today. At the start of this episode, I said I needed to get out of my head, and I did. So thank you. So I am going to sign off because I'm done. See you later, guys. Lads and ladettes, see you. Right,
no one's coming to save you. You're going to have to do this yourself. See you. Bye.
I want to thank me. Come on, let's go. I don't know.